You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The NHS have announced the first priorities for the NHS online service for patients in England. It aims for patients to be triaged quickly through the NHS app. They will speak to expert clinicians across England via video consultation and be monitored in the comfort of their home, saving unnecessary trips to the hospital. Patients will still have the option of in-person appointments if they wish. Eye conditions, including cataracts, glaucoma, and macular degeneration, will be some of the first treated via the service. Menopause, endometriosis, prostate conditions, iron deficiency anemia, and inflammatory bowel disease are some of the other conditions prioritised. We're joined today by Mike Werdingham, Head of Policy at RNIB, to learn more about how this will impact blind and partially sighted people in England. Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So firstly, can you talk us through how the NHS online service will work once people have a GP referral?
The NHS online is modelled on a service from Moorfields, which is already available in North London. And the principle is that GPs and primary eye care services, so community optometrists, high street optometrists, are able to refer into NHS online and will be able to share their diagnostic data and images. And then, as you say, people can then have an appointment online, and that will triage what the next step of the clinical pathway will be. So if they have to then be referred to hospital, then that's what will happen. But if they find in the diagnostic data and imaging that they don't, then that will limit the number of unnecessary referrals and ensure that there's more capacity within hospitals and ophthalmology departments.
And what are some of the benefits of this approach from RNIB's perspective?
So it's something that in our recent report, policy report, Value of Vision, which we did with PA Consulting, freeing up this time within hospitals will make a huge difference, because at the moment, ophthalmology has one of the largest waiting lists within the NHS. And so if people don't have to go to the hospital, it will free up the time for consultants and clinicians, which means that they can deal with more complex cases, means that people have reduced waiting times and free up expertise within the clinics. And this is really important, particularly in ophthalmology, because the speed at which people are treated has a demonstrable effect on ensuring that if they're treated in time, it can reduce avoidable sight loss. So it's really important that the capacity is freed up within hospitals to ensure that people don't lose any more sight than necessary.
Yeah, it's really exciting that this can reduce the waiting times and also some of the other conditions that blind and partially sighted people may have as well, including eye conditions where changes in lighting might be difficult at different times of year. People will be able to have these consultations from a comfortable place and won't need to pay the money or go through the inconvenience of travelling to a nearby hospital.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no need for people to have to go out to a hospital, which is difficult to get to. We know all the challenges that many of us as blind and partially sighted people have in getting around and public transport. So anything which enables us to get the treatment we need without having to make these unnecessary journeys or go to appointments that we don't need to is a massive improvement to our access to healthcare.
Absolutely. And what are some of the things that RNIB will be focusing on to make sure that this approach rolls out well and that blind and partially sighted people get the right kind of support?
So the interface for us as blind and partially sighted people will be through the NHS app. And since the announcement of the 10-year plan, of which NHS Online is part of the implementation, we have been working with the NHS app team to ensure that it's as accessible as it possibly can be. So we've been doing user testing with blind and partially sighted people. So we will continue to do that and ensure that every element of the app is as accessible as it possibly can be for people who are digitally included, the whole end-to-end journey. So we've done various elements already, but we offered in our meeting with NHS England a more end-to-end service to ensure that it really is as accessible as it can be to blind and partially sighted people. And also, it's important with this NHS Online to point out that this is extra capacity of the NHS. So there will always be face-to-face appointments available, and this doesn't take away anything from that element of the service. Obviously, we will continue to update and make sure that that is the case, but that is the stated aim of this, to have extra capacity rather than take away anything from face-to-face appointments. So that's really important. NHS Align has been modelled on the way that Moorfields triages patients, and it's very much based on a clinical pathway. I think there are opportunities, and RNIB will working with NHS Online and NHS England to ensure that non-clinical support will be available throughout the process. So, yeah, emotional and practical support can be accessed by people as they go along the NHS Online pathway.
And it also sounds like a really exciting opportunity to move some of the paper communications and questionnaires into a digital format, which might make them more accessible.
The way they set it out to us was that rather than long questionnaires, paper or otherwise, once you are you're referred into NHS Online and the optometrist has sent in your diagnostic data or images, then the clinician looking at that online will get back to you immediately to say, we've received this as soon as it can, within a couple of days. And they'll have specific questions based on what they have seen in terms of the data, rather than who's on questionnaire. So through the NHS app, they will ask targeted questions about your case, rather than you having to fill in a huge questionnaire. It'd only be a sort of a couple of targeted questions.
Fantastic. And where can people learn more or get in touch with RNIB if they have questions?
Well, as we learn more, we will update through Connect Radio and on our website. If people have any questions, they can contact RNIB and things will get through to us.
Well, thank you so much, Mike Werdingham, Head of Policy at RNIB, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.